Roger.
A communications disruption can mean only one thing. Invasion.
For the Republic!
Frequency 1138 is all clear and clanker free. This is Clone Army Radio.
Execute Order 66.
Good soldiers follow orders.
Good soldiers follow orders.
Begun. The Clone War has. Cloners.
Now this is pod racing.
What is up, Clone Army? Welcome to the best accidental Star Wars podcast this side of the galaxy. We're just simple clones making our way, like our father before us.
I did the nod before you, dude.
I know. I was watching to make sure you were going to do it, and I hesitated.
And then I went to the left, you went to the right.
I went to my left.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
See? And then I have to do the right to be, so we can be on the same side.
Yeah. So actually, it was you. You messed up.
I guess you're right.
Fired.
You can't fire me.
Cue the Vince McMahon. You're fired. Did you ever say that?
Oh, yeah, totally.
Like throaty phlegmy when he says it. It's good stuff. All right, so we are here for the help me out, Lito. What are we doing?
The Imperial March Madness 2022 Scum and Villainy Edition. Ronto wrap-up show.
Yes, like the official Ronto wrap-up, as in dishes are done, right?
The dishes are done, man.
Dishes are din.
Yeah, the dishes have been dinged. Din. So it's, yeah, Clone Army Radio's Imperial March Madness 2022 Scum and Villainy Edition Ronto wrap-up show. I did it.
Were you thinking about your Hagawar
that I have in the garage? Yep, absolutely.
In the garage. It's in the G-R-A-J, right? Garage.
Garage.
All right. So the championship has come and gone. And if I didn't really give that big of a hint there with the dishes are din, we have our winner for the chicken dinner.
Yes.
Din Djarin.
Din comes out smelling like roses. Everybody just goes through the entire field of 32 scum and villainous characters and comes out the winner.
Are you surprised?
I am not.
I'm not really either. I mean, no. You called it a couple weeks ago and again when we were texting.
Yeah.
Din is Star Wars, right?
Din is the Star Wars. Yeah, he's carrying it on his shoulders now. And there's really no opposition. There's really nobody. Hope maybe Obi-Wan will, you know. But, yeah, but he wasn't in this tournament. Maybe Obi-Wan could give him a run for his money. Because, look, Boba Fett, he went up against Boba Fett, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who had his own show.
Right.
And the people have spoken on both mediums. It was clear-cut. A landslide victory for Din Djarin and his Mandalorian series over, you know, if people were thinking about battles, even they're saying, oh no, Din can beat Boba Fett in a battle.
Right.
Wow. That's big. That's big news. It would have been cool if they would have done like a, in the TV show, a classic Hogan Macho Man or Hogan Ultimate Warrior.
Oh, right. With the two of them.
Yeah, it would have been cool, like if they would have fought each other for a little bit, you know, and just, you know, been cool afterwards.
Yeah, I mean, they kind of like had that little build up when he tracked him to Tython in season two of The Mandalorian. And
right.
Fennec Shand up in the hills with him. And yeah, they could have duked it out, but I think he realized Mando was going to shoot him or something, and he didn't have any armor on at that point, so
right.
He would have lost pretty easily there. But I mean, to think about that, though, that's kind of big that Din and Boba were the final two, because they both had their own TV shows recently, so
yeah,
I mean, that had to have played into people's voting, I think, just because those two characters are very fresh right now.
Yep.
But who would you pick in a fight?
Between those two?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. I'm trying to think. And the Darksaber or no Darksaber for Din?
We'll keep the Darksaber out.
Ah, the great equalizer.
Yeah.
Boy. It's going to be tough. Because it's so hard. Because, I mean, Boba has all that experience, you know? Mm-hmm. It just seems like Din is newer on the scene. And who knows what Din was doing whilst the Empire was, you know, roaming around doing its thing, you know?
Well, he was a foundling, though. So he was training to be a Mandalorian, learning to fight. And I'm sure he got into bounty hunting at some point. Because I don't think they're that far off in age. Just so happens that, you know, Temuera Morrison is a little older.
Well, the character has got more of a backstory. So well, yeah, right. It's easier for me to be like, well, Boba has more experience because I have no idea what Din did before.
Yeah, that's true. I got you.
Or who he ran into or who he took out or what his legacy is before we see him show up at that bar on, assuming that's Tatooine.
The
first time we see Din.
Oh, yeah, no, that's in the first episode.
Yeah.
That's on some like planet, like a sheet of ice. Remember, there's like some ice monster that comes out.
Right. That's not Tatooine. Okay, I'm just sorry. Yeah. I'm just used to everything starting on Tatooine.
I get where the confusion comes from.
I'm just programmed that. Yeah, oh yeah, we're starting a new story. It's got to be on Tatooine.
Right. Yeah. So are you picking Boba then? If you were picking,
yeah, because like it's. If I'm, you know, I'm thinking I've got Boba, you know, surviving a Rancor, but then Din survived the Crate Dragon. So it's like there's kind of similar things there. Yeah, I just don't think Din has enough of a backstory or enough of challenges that Boba, you know, because Boba's got those comic books and everything from the late 90s. And
yeah. Yeah. I mean, Din's pretty new.
Din is new, and he's still a little unproven. Like, I'm like, seriously, like, he's not as established in my eyes, you know?
Okay.
I'm obviously not the majority here.
Did you ever hear the theory that the story of the Mandalorian was supposed to be the story of Boba Fett, but then they decided they were going to make a Boba Fett film, so they just created their own Mandalorian?
Yeah.
You did hear that?
I thought I heard that, yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, in some ways, Din is Boba Fett, if that's an actual true story. You know, they made their Boba Fett story with a different character, but Boba Fett was on their mind, obviously, so. But I tricked you in your pick. You said no Darksaber, right? So,
yeah.
Or I agreed to no Darksaber, but I didn't say anything about a Beskar spear or Baby Yoda. So, Din wins.
Din wins with that. Put that on his back. Yeah, he definitely has a better friend because Boba's got what? Fennec?
Well, yeah, that's true.
So, but if you want to tit for tat, it's a pretty good backup, too. That doesn't have force capabilities, but sniper capabilities. So.
Oh yeah, but if I'm being honest, I think it would be a very good matchup. I think because they're both similar in some ways, but what, like, you know, on your end where you're saying Boba's got all that background that we know of and he's been through a lot, but I'm gonna pick Din just to go against you. Like, if I had to pick, I would say Din would win.
I know, yeah, Din is like Sting. And, you know, Boba is like Ric Flair, so I get it. You know,
nice.
I get what you're saying. You know, he's like the cool hip guy now. You know, he wears the black cape and comes out of the ceiling. But Ric Flair just goes around and whoo.
And hey, you know, that comparison there too. I think Sting was actually in the Four Horsemen for a minute at one point.
Oh, he was?
Back in the day before he became Crow Sting, when he was like Surfer Sting.
I gotcha.
Late 80s or whatever. I think he was either in the Horsemen or Flair, and those guys were trying to recruit him, and then they all beat him up. I know they all beat him up.
Hey, it's a tough crowd, the Four Horsemen, you know?
Right.
It's tough to break in. But I was just looking at Din's path to victory, mm-hmm. and it's pretty impressive. You know, I mean, he gets served a lunch with Tazu Leech. That's an easy one.
Lunch with dessert. Yeah.
Exactly. That was an easy matchup. That's like a powder puff or whatever.
Right.
But then he's got to go up against Pre Vizsla. You know, dark saber wielding Pre Vizsla and takes mm-hmm. him out, which is awesome. Then he's got to go up against Boba's dad.
Oh,
Jango Fett.
Yep.
He takes him out. And that's huge, because, I mean, he gets taken out, like Jango gets taken out by a Jedi, you know, master. Mm. So that's gigantic that Din, you know, people were like, oh, Din would beat Jango in a fight, which I think right there Din should lose, but whatever. Mm. And then Din's got to go up against Cad Bane, who comes fresh off of the Bo-Katan victory. Mm-hmm. So in theory, Din beat Bo and Cad Bane in a way, and Bosk and, you know, Crescent, you know what I mean? All those guys. He beats Cad Bane, dude. Like what is going on? mm-hmm. And then he's got to beat Boba Fett. Like, I'm sorry, Boba Fett is like pre-Din, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So he beats like his own kind of like his own character.
Right.
That just speaks volumes. It's like how fast this character is become beloved.
Oh, I know. Yeah. It's only been
2 years.
Like 2019. We're in 2022. So
yeah,
it'll be 3 years this fall.
Right. Yeah. 3 years. I almost want to throw him in with Jedis and Sith and see what happens.
Just to see, like, popular wise, if he would make his way through.
Yeah. Like,
it's possible.
I would be cool to see Din go up against Darth Vader.
Oh.
Go up against Obi-Wan. Go up against the A-teamers. Okay, let's call it what it is. Like we went with, I think, a lot of B-teamers here, other than Han Solo, and maybe Lando. Lando might be an A-minus teamer.
Okay.
But Din is definitely an A-teamer in the TV shows. Okay.
Does he drive a black van?
Din?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's got like a little red stripe on the back.
Yes. Because that's all I'm hearing. I'm sorry. I'm hearing the theme song to that show now.
In a little window, a little pocket window.
Right.
Dude, I'm seeing the comparisons between the Razor Crest and the A-Team van now.
Nice. His new Razor Crest will be black and red.
Right.
That'd and his sweet. Music will be different. See, it's already in there.
It's there. See, we got it. There's really like maybe a handful of A-teamers in this tournament. Boba Fett, Han Solo, Din, and that's probably it.
Hmm.
Oh, Cad Bane, maybe.
Cad Bane.
Maybe.
Bo-Katan.
Maybe. Like, I'm talking like in the grand scheme of Star Wars.
Okay.
And this is TV shows. I'm talking like The whole Star Wars. Star Wars.
I still think Cad Bane would be an A-teamer.
Seriously?
Yeah. Dude, I mean, he went toe-to-toe with some Jedi and stuff in the Clone Wars.
I know. But in the live action, he comes out for a two-story arc. Come on. A two-episode arc. So weak sauce.
He'll be back.
He better.
I think he'll be back a lot sooner than we believe.
And when he comes back, they'll be like, how do you come back? And Maz comes out. She's like, that's a story to be told at another time. And we'll be like, okay, we buy it.
Buttholes for eyes. I can't never not think that when I hear her name now. Yeah. That's funny, though. That's how you fill your plot holes, man. You just bring Maz out and
she's your plot hole filler. Dirt. Yep. The road worker of the pothole craters of Star Wars.
So you mentioned Din versus Darth Vader. So
I had
a video sent to me a couple hours ago from a mutual friend of ours. And I've seen it before, but it's been a while. It was Batman versus Darth Vader.
Whoa.
And I'll send you the link. I think it was on Facebook. It's so cool, dude, because it's exactly how Batman would fight Darth Vader. He uses his breathing machines and stuff. He EMPs him so he can't breathe.
Oh.
And he basically, should I spoil the whole thing for you or should I let you watch it?
It's a cartoon or something?
It's like really good, like CGI looking animation.
Oh yeah, no, let me see that.
Like, yeah.
Don't spoil it. Yeah, that sounds cool.
I'll send it to you now so I don't forget. Yeah, it's super cool.
I'll pass it around at work.
Yeah.
And I'll be the cool guy bringing in cool stuff.
And for anyone listening, it's called Bat in the Sun.
Dude, I'm getting all kinds of ideas for like potential matchups now. Like, let's grab some like the top four of this tournament versus the top four of the last tournament. Go at it again. You know what I mean?
We can do some matchups.
Yeah.
Okay. So, anything else about the championship, or are we gonna move on to our contest?
I don't know. I think I don't know. It'd be good to get some feedback from peeps if they liked it longer crickets. Or do like some crickets. Hey, did you like the longer format? I mean, we're almost into May and we're still doing a March Madness.
Right. In my honest opinion, I think next time we should do one day polls. Just one, like that's how Twitter does it. As soon as 24 hours hits, the Twitter polls are gone. I think, or Instagram.
Yeah.
I think we should do the same on Twitter. That way, people miss out on voting. You miss out on voting. I mean, sorry about your luck, right?
Right. Sorry.
So I think that would speed up the process a little bit. How many days are in March? 30?
At least.
At least. I think
maybe 31.
Yeah, I think you're right. 31 because April is 30. Yeah. So we have 31 days in March. We could destroy a whole March Madness in 1 month. 31 days.
Yeah. So you're saying we're going to shelve Imperial March Madness till next year. Just going to sit on the shelf and just collect.
Oh, yeah. I think that's the biggins.
Okay.
But we'll do.
It's our Super Bowl.
It's our Super Bowl. Exactly.
Okay. I got you. Once a year, we get it out. You know, there's all this fanfare. Everybody's excited. I'm excited. You're excited. You're a little excited. I'm a little excited.
The crickets are excited.
The crickets are very excited.
But doesn't mean we can't. What did we? I'm trying to find it. I wrote it down. Doesn't mean we can't do a matchup madness. You know, take the March right out of it and we could do our own like matchups here and there.
I love it.
Well, of course you do. It was your idea.
I want some more of it.
Nice. It was your idea. I came up with the name.
I'm just intrigued because this did not go the way I thought.
Ah, Luke Skywalker said that once, I think.
Yeah. It did not go the way I was thinking.
Like, no.
The people have spoken and I am not on their wavelength.
Who did you think? I think we talked about this. You thought Han would win?
I thought we did have some. Yeah, I thought Han would win by a landslide because he's a freaking original, you know, A-lister. Mm-hmm. I thought it was going to be Han and Din. I thought that's right.
Oh, that was going to be the championship.
Yeah.
Do you think that has something to do with like our listening base's age?
Oh, sure. Yeah, probably. I could see that.
Maybe the older crowd picks the Han Solo over other people, but younger pick different.
Yeah, and I think we need to get Facebook involved.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I don't know if I want to put you in charge of Facebook.
Yeah.
I hear you. I mean, I feel like Facebook's kind of fallen apart, though.
Yeah.
There's a lot of advertisements and stuff that get in the way on Facebook.
Oh, I know.
Or like suggested posts. But no, I mean, we can try it. We can get Facebook involved. Just means one of us has to do it.
Well, we got to get friends.
Crickets.
On there. Crickets?
How about we hire a listener to handle our Facebook page?
I like it. And what the heck? Let's get a MySpace.
Yes. Bringing it back. And are you guys on Instagram? No. MySpace.
Whoa, you guys are cool.
It still exists, man.
It's still out there?
Yeah, I just opened it up. Oh my god, dude, it looks did back in the day.
We should get a MySpace page, dude. Oh my gosh.
We will.
Clone Army Radio MySpace page.
It's totally happening. When did this come out?
What, MySpace?
Yeah.
I don't know, early 2000s maybe?
Founded August 1st, 2003. So we're not that old. In the year
2000.
All right, so I guess everyone look for us to be on MySpace soon. Why not?
Yeah, and if anybody out there listening to us has a MySpace page, send us a link.
Yeah, they'll probably make our MySpace page before we do.
Yeah.
We'll go to make ours and it'll already be there. All right, so let's move along. Move along.
Carry on.
We got a winner for the contest.
Yes.
We threw all the names in. Oh, by the way, and I don't know if I might edit this out. The link that you sent me?
Yeah.
You had to like sign up and give them your payment information and all this stuff just for a free trial.
You got to.
Yeah, no, I found one that I didn't have to do anything.
Good.
I just copied and pasted all the names into it. And clicked generate or whatever, and it did its thing.
It popped out the winner.
Yeah, it popped out the winner. So the winner is
bing.
Person that refers to himself as Captain J.
What?
Yeah.
Get out. Well, he had how many entries? A whole bunch, right?
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
He was all over the Twitter and the Instagram. So I think he had the most entries. Real Farm Boy was pretty close. Thank you, Real Farm Boy, for everything you do, dude. We appreciate.
We should have a consolation prize for him.
I think, if I'm not mistaken, I don't think he lives too far from us. I think it's another state, but not that far. We should We should meet up with him one day and do some shots of Spotchka with him.
That'd be sweet.
But yeah, and then when I was putting all the names in, there were a lot of. We had a lot of people with multiple entries, so a lot of people were active voting. We appreciate it. And, congrats to Captain J. You'll have to hit us up with your info. We did send him something once before, right?
I think so.
He was the character creation winner.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations to him, man.
Right. But yeah, I don't think I have your info anymore, so you'll have to send that to us either clonearmyradio@gmail.com or DM us on Twitter or Insta.
Hook us up and we'll hook you up. Well, enjoy the comic book and the figure.
Yeah, the Luke Skywalker and the Dark
Empire.
Yes.
1997 graphic novel.
And then there's going to be, should I tell them what else is in there? Just throw it in the box.
Yeah, like let it be like a man. It's pretty cool.
Yeah,
you know,
it is cool. I think
it is very cool. I wish I was getting something like that.
Well, I didn't see your name in the entries, Leto.
I wasn't. You told me not to vote.
Oh, that's right. See, so you can't win if you don't vote.
Right.
This is what happens with our elections in America. You're not going to get where you got to go if you don't vote.
That's right. You voter suppressed me, and I stayed home.
It wouldn't be fair if we voted, right? It'd be easier to mail something to you or I, because, you know, if you won, I could just drive it over, or if I won, I wouldn't have to go anywhere, right?
Right.
Well, I'd have to come over to get the book, or you could drop the book off. Anyway, so congrats to Captain J, and thank you to everyone that voted. And that's about it, right?
Thank you, everybody out there that took the time to vote. It really means a lot. I mean, it sometimes I feel like it's just John and I talking, but when we actually get to see people interacting, it just tickles me to death. And, it's pretty cool. Complete strangers out there that are like, yeah, we're following you. We got our Imperial March Madness sheets. you know, we're following along at home, and yeah, at least I hope, I think that's my hope, is that people are out there, you know, with their sheets of integrity of, you know, trying to.
Oh, I thought you were talking like bed sheets. I'm like, where do you get Clone Army Radio bed sheets?
No. Oh, wow, that'd be cool.
All right, let's open an Etsy page.
Yeah. You know, making their own assumptions of who should win, and not, you know, it's just, you don't know how these things go on paper. It goes a whole different way, but this is not done on paper. This is done on the votes. What's next? What do you got next?
We've got two leftover trivia questions for the old Star Wars trivia. Should we do them?
Let's do it.
All right. We're going to...
Let's do it. you know what is pretty cool, though? Like, we couldn't have timed it up any better. Eddie Vedder, because... it is May the 4th, our next episode, right?
Yeah, it's next week.
So it did kind of bridge the gap between, you know, some time after Book of Boba Fett and May the 4th, which is kind of cool.
Oh, you mean the March Madness thing helped a little?
Yeah.
Yeah, we did some other stuff in between, didn't we?
Yeah, we did a couple things. Some Mortis and Soka. It doesn't seem like we did much, is what I'm saying.
Oh,
other really? Than, yeah, March Madness. So we touch on that, I guess. And time flies when you're having fun, I guess.
Yeah.
Had Charlie on, right?
Charlie was on twice, I think. We should get Charlie back on.
We should.
But anyways, yeah, so you're right. We filled in some gap with some fun stuff and some March Madness. And now we got May the 4th. And
yeah. Are we going to do any other contests? Another contest of any sort? Any kind of...
Like now?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. The George Lucas in the Stormtrooper costume got bumped back to August.
Oh, man. Yeah. It's not going to be hard. Just pop a Stormtrooper's head off and put George's head on. How right. hard is that?
I know. Yeah, I just got an email. When I got the email, I'm like, oh, it's coming. Nope. They bumped it back. Yeah, one of those might go up since you said you didn't want one.
I didn't?
You're like, I don't want that crap.
I never said that.
Yeah, go back to episode 732. You'll hear it.
I said, if I could have one, it would be that one.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yes. Reference episode 773, where I rebutted 772.
Wait, no, it was 732.
732, right.
I think. I don't know. Star
This is where the fun begins.
Oh, this is going to be easy.
Alright. Here's a good one to start off things. Here's a contest. You can have my entire collection of Star Wars stuff if you get this right.
Me?
Yeah.
I don't have the spot to put it. I'd keep it at your house.
Okay. Well, perfect. Because I wouldn't give it up. Where did Princess Leia send all troops in Sector 12 during the Imperial invasion of Echo Base? A, the North Slope. B, the Western Slope. C, the South Slope. D, the Eastern Slope.
This is on Hoth.
Echo Base, yeah.
Yeah. So she sent all the... Send all Imperial troops to the East Slope, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you got the part.
Yeah.
So you're saying Eastern Slope?
I kind of heard that. Yeah, East Slope, yeah. I'm just kind of thinking what she said, yeah.
All right, let's see.
What?
What's the letter we always pick?
C.
C, 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 C.
Yeah, it was the South Slope.
Oh.
I mean, hey, good try, though, dude. I had no idea.
I had zero idea. I like the question, though. That's a great question.
Yeah, that was a head-scratcher.
Yep.
I didn't even try to think of the answer. I just let you do.
That's a 25%. Just 25%er. Yeah, you know? Yeah, 25% chance of, yeah. of picking the right answer. I just picked the wrong one.
Speaking of having odds, what, according to C-3PO, were the odds of successfully navigating an asteroid field?
The exact coordinate, one in 21 million. Never tell me the odds.
We got 4,890 to 1, 8,970 to 1, 3,720 to 1, 725 to 1. It's got to be in the thousands. I'm going to go with C.
Can we phone a friend?
Do we have a friend?
Not right now.
Dang.
Not on the phone line.
Can we call Tan Wee on Camino?
I would totally, a rural farm boy would totally know this.
Well, of course. He listens to 110,000 podcasts per day.
Yes, he's got this. So
he's yelling it at us right now.
I know he at this time he's probably sleeping, but he's like, you know, telling us the answer, you know, subconsciously.
I mean, I just meant while he's listening to the episode, he's yelling at us.
Oh, right. No, he'll definitely be yelling at us for sure.
725 to 1?
No.
I'm saying it's 3,720 to 1. Sounds very creepy.
Yeah. Yeah, I think definitely, yeah.
8,000's right out.
Right.
Ready?
Yep.
Oh, God. Oh, no. I guess we suck.
Why? What happened?
We got it right.
Oh, nice. You got it right.
Just for old times. You know?
Of course it did, sir.
I wish we had more. I could have swore. Dude, I swear she made like
a no ton swearing of on that. This podcast. It's a clean podcast.
Oh yeah, there's the beeps when I say swear.
Those are two good ones. Those are two brand new ones. Those are two deep, like deep. Like you pop. You see that these parts every time you watch it, and you never sit to think about them or take in those. Words or that dialogue. It's never a quote, you know what I mean, that you use with your friends. And it's cool that they made a question about it because, you know, they probably just go and right through the movie and being like, oh, yep, there's a question. We can use that as a question. You do that as a question. It's pretty cool. And it makes, you know, everything kind of more important in every scene because you never know. So it's like, you kind of want to watch the movies and just absorb everything that they say at all times in case it's a trivia question.
I mean, that's kind of how you do it, right?
Yeah.
Dishes are din, man.
Yep.
Congratulations to the Mandalorian, Din Djarin. You're our number one listener out there. We know you listen. Pedro Pascal has got us on speed dial. And Captain J will get in touch. And to everybody else, congratulations. You just listened to Clone Army Radio's 77th episode.
And may the Schwartz be witches.
Right on. May the Schwartz be with you.
Do it. Admiral Piet.